Many football fans will reach for the chips and salsa later today for nourishment as they watch the Super Bowl. Others will order pizza or wings. And for many others, sustenance will come from a bowl of chili. Weekend Edition food essayist Bonnie Wolf gained firsthand insights into the relationship of the Super Bowl to chili when she lived in Texas, way back in the days when the Dallas Cowboys played in postseason games.
Texans say, if you know beans about chili, you know chili has no beans. You can serve beans on the side if you want them. This came as a surprise to me. I grew up in the Midwest, and as far as I knew, chili con carne, that's Spanish for chili with meat, was a slightly soupy mixture of hamburger meat, green pepper, chili powder, onions, tomatoes, and, of course, red beans. My early chilies may even have contained such heretical ingredients as cloves and a pinch of sugar. Probably not the version Will Rogers was thinking of when he called chili a bowl of blessedness. People in every region of the country think their chili is the best chili. In Cincinnati, they serve it on top of spaghetti. In New Mexico, it may be green instead of red. There are even recipes for vegetarian chili. In Texas, chili is this: meat and heat. For meat, Texans use chili grind, coarsely chopped beef or chuck, but you can substitute rattlesnake. They prefer to sear the meat in lard or suet, but the faint of heart can use vegetable oil. The heat comes from chili peppers, chopped, diced, powdered, or liquefied. The chili powder you have in your spice drawer won't cut it. One chili maven says, if it's too hot, drink a bottle of buttermilk. Most serious chili cooks have a secret ingredient. Mine is masa harina, the corn flour used to make tortillas. It thickens the liquid and gives the chili a subtle, smoky taste. The only other ingredient is a little beer or broth. The Who Makes the Best Chili Wars went national in 1967 when Wick Fowler, a Texas newspaperman, took umbrage at a story by H. Allen Smith, a Yankee, titled, "Nobody Knows More About Chili Than I Do." Smith claimed that no one in Texas could make a proper chili. His recipe included beans. They agreed to a culinary duel in Terlingua, Texas, a ghost town 11 miles west of Studi Butte, 7 miles east of Lajitas, and 279 miles from the nearest airport. The contest ended in a tie when the judge declared that his taste buds were ruined. Every year since, thousands of chili heads go to Terlingua for the International Chili Cook-Off. It's run by the Chili Appreciation Society, which is working for the adoption of chili as the national food of the United States. It already is the official state food of Texas. Legendary frontiersman Kit Carson was a fan. I don't know if he liked his chili with or without beans, but his last words reputedly were, "Wish I had time for just one more bowl of chili."
Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolf. You can find recipes for chili, with beans and without, at our website, npr.org.